2004年时候有人住在这里吗？
In 2004, we had four hurricanes.
你还记得零四年九月份我们有四个飓风？
I was teaching a class on Job.
然后我当时也是在讲这个约伯记。
Four times we had to dismiss the college because of hurricane.
然后因为这个飓风的缘故，我们就是四次要这个停课。
After the fourth one, the students came back.
然后终于第四次飓风之后，学生们都回来。
One of the students raised her hand and said.
然后其中一个学生就举手说
，Can we switch to a different book?
说我们能不能换一本书讲呀
？I don't think it's a good idea to study Job.Hurricane season.
他说：“我觉得这个约伯记不适合在飓风季节来学习。”
So we started Job last month.
然后我们在这里也是上个月开始讲约伯记。
We've had one hurricane.
然后到现在为止，我们已经有一个飓风了。
This time I'm not waiting for four.
今年我可不指望着有四次。
If there's another hurricane, we will move to Ecclesiastes.
如果再有飓风的话，我们就换一本书来讲。
But I'm going to try once.
但是我们在下一次飓风来之前，还是再试着讲一下约伯记。
We are, pardon. Yeah, yes. Okay, we are looking at the beginning of the book.
我们之前在看这个约伯记的开篇。
I want to give you some homework for next week.
所以我想给大家布置一下下周的作业。
And I will ask you next week how many of you did this homework.
所以下周的时候，我会问大家有多少人做作业了。
So please do.
所以一定要记得要做家庭作业。
So I can give you a good grade.
然后我就会给你一个很好的成绩。
I do not like to give low grade.
我是不喜欢给学生低分的。
Here's the homework for next Sunday.
所以下个星期天的作业是。
Between now and next Sunday, please read Job chapter 4 through 11.
从今天到下周日，要把约伯记的第四到第十一章。
Answer two questions.
把这几章好好读一下，然后来尝试回答两个问题。
Four through 11 is the friend's first set of speeches.
这四到十一章是约伯的朋友跟约伯之间的第一次对话。
Two read them.
所以在你读的时候，我想让你来回答两个问题。
Number one, I want you to answer. What is the friend's picture of God?They see God.
第一个问题就是这些朋友他们脑海中神的形象是怎么样子的？他们是如何看待神的？
And the second question I want you to answer.
然后我想让你们回答的第二个问题是
What answer would you give to Job if you were sitting there?
如果你也在坐在当中的话，你会给约伯怎样的回复？
Because next week as we talk about what the friends.Job, if you're like me, you're going to say, they really gave him a bad answer.
因为下周当我们看到这些朋友对约伯的回复的时候，如果你和我一样，你可能会说，他们给的这个答案实在是糟糕透了。
But this week, if you're reading, try to decide, what would you say to Job?
所以这一周当你在读的时候，想一想你会对约伯怎么说。
If you were sitting there and he is suffering,
如果你坐在那里看到约伯在受苦，
Remember, they did not know about chapters 1 and 2.
你要记得他们这些朋友他们并不知道约伯记的第一第二章。
I told you last time, they have not heard God say, this is my servant, he's perfect.
你要知道这些朋友他们没有听过神说这是我完美无缺的仆人。
All they can see is, this man has had all of this terrible,
这些朋友他们看到的只是约伯有这样那样痛苦的这个遭遇。
And in their mind, they think, surely he did.
所以在他们的脑海中，他们认为约伯一定做了什么事情，所以招致这样子的灾祸。
So if you were there and you did not know chapters 1 and 2, what would you say to Job?
所以如果你坐在当中，你并不知道约伯记第一章、第二章发生的事情，你会对约伯说什么呢？
Now, when we quit last time, I was coming to the ending of chapter 1 and 2.
所以上次结束的时候，我讲到第一章、第二章的末尾。
And I ran out of time before I finished that up. And there's a couple things I want to finish up if you can try to remember chapters 1 and 2 of Job.
但是当时因为时间关系有一些我没有讲啊，所以今天我想要把我上次没有讲的讲完。
This is important. What I want to say to you is, I think it determines how we read the book of Job.
我认为我没有讲的这点很重要，因为它决定了我们要如何读约伯记这本书。
Many people think that the book of Job is to answer the question, why do righteous people, why do good people suffer?
很多人认为约伯记是在回答这样一个问题，就是为什么好人或者义人会受苦。
Commentaries on Job start with that question.
有很多的这个解经家，他们在讲约伯记的时候，也是用这样子的方法来开始的。所以，如果你读约伯记的时候，也是带着这样子的问题的话，那么我想你会很失望的。
Because the book of Job is not going to answer that question.
因为约伯记并不是回答这个问题的。
I don't think that's what the book of Job is about.
我不认为约伯记所讲的是关于这样子的问题。
And the reason I don't think that's what the book is about is at the end of the book, God is going to speak to Job.
我之所以这样认为，是因为在约伯记的最后，神会亲自对约伯说话。
If the purpose of the book of Job is to tell us why righteous people suffer,
所以如果约伯记的目的是告诉我们为什么义人会受苦，
Then I would expect God to give us an answer to that question.
那我想我也会期待神在最后给我们一个答案，就是告诉我们为什么义人会受苦。
I mean, I think God is a good teacher.
至少我认为神是一个好老师。
And so if that's the main question, I think he's going to give us an answer.
所以如果这个是这本书的主题的话，那神一定会在这里面给我们一个答案。
But when it's time for God to answer,
但是当神最后说话的时候，
this is what he's going to say.
神说了什么呢？
Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?
说我立大地根基的时候，约伯你在哪里呢？
Job, who determined its measurements?
说约伯谁用准绳量定它的它的尺寸呢？
Job, who shut in the sea with doors?
约伯是谁让那个水关闭呢？
Question after question after question, and he never once says to Job, "This is why you suffered."
神一个一个提出各样的问题，但他从来没有对约伯说，约伯，这是你受苦的原因。
So I don't think that's the point of the book.
所以我不认为义人为何受苦是这卷书的主旨。
Instead, there are a couple other questions that I think are much more important in this book.
相反的，我认为有另外的几个问题在这卷书中是更重要的。
First of all, the question of what is God like? What is his character like?
首先第一个就是神的形象是怎么样，神的这个品质品相是什么样子的。
The reason I think that question is important in the book is that's what God shows Job at the end of the book.
我之所以认为这个问题对这卷书很重要，是因为在这卷书的最后，这是神所启示约伯的。
All the questions that he asked Job, we're going to see when we get there, are a way of saying, Job, this is who I am.
神在最后所问约伯的这所有的问题，都是在告诉约伯说，你看我是这样的。
And the reason I think that is when he gets through asking all those questions, this is what Job says.
他问了这些的问题以后，约伯是怎么说的呢？
God, I had heard of you with my ear.
说神啊，我从前风闻有你。
But now I see you.
但如今我亲眼看见你。
And all of my complaints I take back.
我取回我之前所有的这些抱怨，我都不再作数。
Maybe the biggest thing that I want you to see as we go through Job.
在我们读约伯记的时候，我想让大家看到最重要的事情。
Is This is what God is like. This is his character.
就是让大家看到神是一位怎样的神。
And so that's why I gave you the homework for next week. As you read the friends' speeches, what do the friends think God is like?
所以我才给大家这样的作业，让大家在读下周的4-11章的时候想一想，在他的朋友心中神是怎样的形象。
Now I should probably warn you so you won't be disappointed later.
我或许应该先警告你一下，这样你不会后悔，不会失望。
When you see what God is like in the book of Job, it won't be entirely what you were hoping for.
当你看到神在约伯记中所展现出来他是怎样的形象时候，你会发现好像跟你想象中或期待中的不是完全一样。
Because what we want is a God who takes care of everything and makes sure that nothing bad happens in our life.
因为我们脑海中的神的形象似乎是他照管一切，确保没有任何坏的事情会发生在我们的生命当中。
Facebook is a really, really bad place to learn theology.
我认为这个脸书是一个非常不好的学习神学的一个地方。
And after Dorian made its turn,
在这个飓风转弯之后，
Many people got on Facebook to say something like this.
有很多人在这个脸书上发表这样子的言论。
Oh, I know God really loves us in Florida because he turned the hurricane.
然后他就说，哎呀，我是真知道神爱我们佛州人民，他让这个飓风都转弯了。
And I followed my rule of never responding on Facebook.
然后我就坚守自己的这个从来不在脸书上回复的这个做法。
But my response inside was,God really, really loves people in the Bahamas too.
但是我内心的想法是，你知道吗？神其实也很爱很爱那些巴哈马的人民。
We cannot measure God's love for us by what happens in our life.
我们不能通过看我们周围所发生的事情来衡量神对我们的爱。
The friends don't understand that.
约伯的朋友们并不了解这一点。
And so when they see terrible things happening to Job, they assume God is angry with him somehow.
所以当他们看到这些不好的事情发生在约伯身上的时候，他们就认为神对约伯不满，神对约伯发怒。
And I think many of us kind of think the same way.
我想我们很多人可能也有这样子的想法或者看法。
The God that is pictured in the book of Job,doesn't take care of solving all of our problems for us and making us comfortable.
约伯记中所展示的神的形象，他并不是照看我们每一个人，让我们的生活都过得很舒适，没有烦恼。
Now, I'll come back to that when we get to God's answer, so I'll skip that, leave that for now.
我讲到这个神的回复的时候会来再说这一点，现在我们就先不再多谈。
But the first question that I think Job, the book of Job is looking at is, what is God like?
所以我想我认为约伯记说到的第一个问题就是神是怎样的神。
And the second thing that I think the book of Job is asking is why do righteous people serve God?
我想约伯记问到的第二个问题就是说为什么义人服侍神。
If you've read chapters 1 and 2 of Job, what is Satan's answer to the question, why do people serve God?
所以当你读过约伯记第一章第二章的时候，你想撒旦他对这个问题的回复是什么样子呢？
For blessings.
是为着神的祝福。
Satan says to God, if you take away the blessings, Job will curse you.
撒旦对神说，你若取走约伯手中的一切，他必当面弃掉你。
For blessings. Anything else that Satan thinks?
那撒旦认为义人为什么服侍神呢？
Protection, yeah.
为了保护。
Take away the protection from his body, he'll curse you.
撒旦说你若去掉你对他身上的保护，他一定会当面弃绝你。
The friends think we serve God because he'll take care of us.
约伯的朋友们认为我们服侍神是因为神会来照顾我们。
And when they see Job suffering, they think, okay, he did something, and so God's not protecting him anymore.
所以当约伯的朋友看到约伯受苦的时候，他们认为约伯一定做了什么触怒了神，以致神不再保护他。
Why does Job serve God?
约伯为什么服侍神呢？
You say, I don't know, we haven't read that far yet.
你说我也不知道，我们还没读到那儿呢。
All right, then I'll come back to it after we've read further.
我们再多读一点，我回来再问这个问题。
But as you're reading, and as you are listening to Job talk to God and to his friends,
所以，但是当你继续往下读，当你读到约伯跟他的朋友讲述他眼中的神的时候
，And I'll tell you, as you read what Job says, he says some pretty horrific things.
我像你读的时候，你会发现他读了一些说了一些就是还挺恐怖的事情。
When my children were young, we were reading together in our family the book of Job one time.
当我的孩子们还小的时候，有一天我们一家人聚在一起就读这个约伯记。
And my daughter was little.
然后那时候女儿还很小。
And we read as Job is yelling at God, God, you shouldn't do this. You are wrong.
然后我们就读到约伯冲着神大喊说，神你不应该这样做，你这样做错了。
And my little girl's eyes got big and she said, Daddy, are we allowed to say that to God?
然后我女儿眼睛都放大了，然后跟我说，爸爸，难道我们可以这样跟神说话吗？
Job says some pretty horrible things in his speeches.
在约伯的这个说的过程，他说了一些是听上去很可怕的事情。
But here's what you will see. He is not serving God for what he gets from God.
但是你会看到约伯服侍神不是为了得到他从神得到的那些东西。
He is serving God out of a loving faithfulness.
而他服侍神是出于对神完全的爱与忠心。
So that even if he loses everything, he is still faithful to God.
所以即使他失掉了他所有的一切，他依旧对神是忠心的。
As you read the book of Job, I hope you'll get a picture of God's character.
所以我希望你们在读约伯记的时候能够读到神的形象。
And then I hope that you will look at your heart.
我同时也希望你们能够看到你们自己的心里。
To say, why do I serve God?
然后问自己说，我为什么服侍神呢？
Is it for the good things he does for me?
是为了神在我身上成就那些好事情吗？
Is it...So he'll protect me?
是为了能够寻求得到神的保护吗？
Or do I serve him out of love? That I will love him even if he does nothing else for me?
或者我服侍他是出于我对他完全的爱，即使他对我什么都不做，我依旧服侍他。
Those are the two big questions I think that the book of Job is about.
我想约伯记主要就是讲的这两个大问题。
Now we looked at Job's character in chapter 1.
我们看到了这个约伯记第一章中讲到约伯的这个品质。
Chapters 1 and 2 then give us the picture of his suffering.
第一章第二章也讲到了他是如何的受苦。
Everything is taken away from him.
他所有的都被挪去。
His children are all killed.
他所有的孩子都死了。
All of his possessions are taken.
他的所有的财富也都不见了。
Everything is gone.
所有的一切都没有了。
Satan comes back to God.
然后撒旦又回到神的面前。
And God again says to Satan.
然后神一再一次对撒旦说，
Look at my servant Job.
说你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯吗？
He's blameless. He's upright. He fears me.
他完全正直，远离恶事，他敬畏我。
And he holds faithful even though everything has been taken.
即使他所有的一切都没有了，他依然持守他的纯正。
Satan says, yes, but that's because you protect his health.
然后撒旦说，哎，是的，但是是因为你依旧保守了他的健康。
Let me take his health and he'll curse you.
如果你让我伸手害他的这个身体，他必当面弃绝你。
God allows Satan to take Job's health.
所以耶和华也允许撒旦取走约伯的健康。
He's covered from head to toe with boils, sores.
所以约伯就从头到脚生了毒疮。
Chapter 2 tells us he takes a piece of broken pottery and scrapes them.
然后约伯记第二章就讲到约伯拿这个碎的瓦片刮他的这个身体上的疮。
Covers them with ashes to try to soothe the itching.
然后为了缓解这个痒，他拿那个炉灰撒在身上。
He's in terrible agony.
他是陷在极度的痛苦当中。
And the worst thing is he's alone in all of this.
而更糟糕的是他在这受苦当中却是独自一人。
Even his wife thinks, you know what, the best thing is just for you to die.
甚至他的妻子都说，你最好还是死了算了。
And he cannot understand what is happening.
他没有办法理解到底发生了什么。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
At the end of chapter 2, his friends come to visit him.
在第二章的末尾，他的这些朋友来拜访他。
I'll come back to that in a few minutes.
我一会儿再回来讲这一部分。
They sat there for 7 days.
然后这朋友们和他同坐了七天。
Not saying a word.
这七天一句话都不说。
Does anybody, when you've read that, does anybody have an idea why they sat for 7 days?
有没有人知道为什么这些朋友在那儿坐了七天？
Nothing they can say, that's true.
他们没什么可说的。
I think it's because of this, the length of time.
我想可能是因为这个时间。
When someone important died, you went through a period of 7 days of mourning.
就是当你生命中很重要的人离世的时候，你可能有这个七天的这个哀悼的时间。
I think they get there, and they see him, and they think, this man is going to die.
他们这些朋友来到约伯这儿的时候，他们以为约伯马上就要死了。
They know nothing to say to him.
他们不知道，这是天上发生的事情。
And they go through the rites of mourning, the 7 days of mourning.
然后他们就每天，就七天，每天早上起来。
And I think that's why it emphasizes the 7 days and 7 nights.
所以这里也是为什么圣经想到七天七夜。
So after 7 days.Job is the first one to speak.
在七天之后，约伯是最先开口的。
And we've already looked, I think, on the first week at what he says.
我们在最早的时候已经看到过约伯所说的。
Chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, he says, I wish I had never been born.
然后在约伯记第三章一到十节，约伯就说，我宁愿我自己从没有生过。
He curses the day of his birth.
他诅咒他出生的那一天。
And he says, I wish that day could just be erased.
他说我宁可就没有这一天。
Verses 11 through 19, he says, Since I was born, I wish I had died at birth.
然后第十一节到十九节他又说，就算我出生，我也宁可死在这个婴孩时候。
And then verses 20 through 26, he says, Since I was born,Since I lived, I wish I could die now.
然后第二十节到二十六节说，既然我已经出生，既然我已经活到了现在，那我宁愿现在就去死。
And he finishes like this.
然后他最后结束的时候说，
The thing I fear comes to me.
因我所恐惧的临到我身。
In Hebrew it says it like this. I fear to fear, and it meets me.
然后他就那个希伯来语说是，我所惧怕的这个恐惧要把我吞掉。
Now, let me try to show you what Job is going through. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10, please.
我想要跟大家展示一下约伯所经历的。我们看到箴言书的第十章。
I am going to tell you over the next couple of weeks that the friends do a really, really lousy job of comforting Job.
我接下来几周会给大家讲说他的这些朋友们来安慰约伯的这个事情做得非常的不好。
But I think I need to start by defending them a little bit.
但我最开始的时候还是想要稍微维护一下这些朋友。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 24.
在箴言书第十章第二十四节。
What the wicked man dreads will come upon him.
说恶人所怕的必临到他。
But the desire of the righteous will be granted.
义人所愿的必蒙应允。
What a wicked man dreads will come upon him.
恶人所怕的必临到他。
Now back to Job chapter 3.
然后又看到约伯记第三章。
The thing that I fear comes upon me.
因我所恐惧的临到我身。
And what I dread befalls me.
我所惧怕的迎我而来。
Okay, so Proverbs says, what will happen to the wicked?
箴言书说这个恶人会遭遇什么呢？
What they dread will happen to them, right?
他们所怕的必临到他们，对吗？
Job 3, what happens to Job?
约伯记第三章，约伯身上遭遇的是什么呢？
What he dreads happens to him.
他所恐惧的临到他。
Now these friends aren't dumb.
这些朋友也不傻呀。
I can figure this out.
我都能想清楚的。
Good logic.
很有逻辑的事情。
What a wicked person dreads will happen to them.
说恶人所怕的必临到他。
What a righteous person desires will be given to them.
义人所愿的必蒙应允。
Job dreaded something and it happened.
约伯所惧怕的，但这些惧怕的事情也发生临到他。
Anybody here good at logic?
有人看到这中间的这个逻辑了吗？
Point three, therefore Job must be wicked.
所以那接下来逻辑就是约伯那一定就是那个恶人了。
Right?
对吗？
Job shows us the very difficult lesson.
约伯在这里向我们展示了一堂非常难的课，一个功课。
That life does not always work the way it's supposed to.
那就是生活不是总像我们期待或它本应该的样子所进行、所发展。
Even for righteous people.
哪怕对义人也是这样。
And that's a hard lesson.
就好像这是一个很难学到的功课。
Job's friends to the end of the book.Cannot understand it.
直到约伯记的末尾，约伯的这些朋友都依旧没有办法明白这个。
Job struggles with it.
约伯自己也在当中有所挣扎。
In fact, I don't think he ever understands it.
事实上，我觉得约伯可能一直都没有理解。
He simply finally comes to the point of saying, God, I know you are good.
他只是最后达到这个结论说，好神，我知道你是好的。
None of this down here makes sense to me.
这所有发生的一切对我来说都不知道为什么。
But I have seen you and I know you are good.
但是我也亲眼见你，我知道你是良善。
And so I will trust you.
所以我全心的信靠你。
But that's not going to happen till the end of the book.
但是直到这个书的末尾，我们才会看到这样子的变化。
Right now he says this.
现在约伯所说的是。
Verse 26.
在第三章二十六节。
I am not at ease.
说我不得安逸。
I am not quiet.
不得平静
I have no rest,
也不得安息
trouble comes.
却有患难来到
And so this week I've asked you to think about as you read what the friends say.
所以接下来就我想让大家来读这个、朋友们所说的
What would you say?
也想你会如何的说
Because good people are supposed to get good things.
因为好像这个所谓的义人好人就应该得到好的结果说善有善报
And so what would you say to Job if you're sitting there?
所以如果你也坐在当中你会对约伯说什么呢
And as you read what the friends say and as you judge them for not doing a very good job
所以当你读到这些朋友们所说的当你也判断说他们所做的并不是很好的时候
Understand how difficult it is to be in their shoes
也要想一想说这些朋友们当时所在的这个环境这个情境也是很不容易的
Because most of us do not do very good at comfort.
因为我们大多数人好像都不是很会安慰人
I don't.
我自己就不太会
Most of us don't know what to say.
也很多人不知道在这种情境中会该怎么说
And so as you read the friends, ask what you would say.
所以当你读这些朋友们的回复的时候想一想你会怎么说
Now let me speak quickly a little bit about Job's wife.
让我很快的来提到这个约伯的太太妻子。
How many of you think that Job's wife does a pretty lousy job of being a helper here?
有多少人觉得这个约伯的妻子做这个帮助者做得很不怎么样
yeah, okay. Job is sitting there, he's scraping sores with pottery.
想一想约伯坐在那里用那个碎瓦片在刮自己的这个脓疮。
Chapter 2 verse 9, then his wife said to him, Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Do you still insist?That you are innocent.
然后第二章第九节说，他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你依然觉得你是无辜的吗？”
She knows the same thing. Good things are supposed to happen to good people.
他也在他的观念中也是有这样善有善报，好人身上会有好事情的想法。
Do you still hold to your integrity?
所以他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？”
Just curse God and die.
你弃掉神死了吧。
I don't understand what is happening.
我也不知道为什么这些事情会发生。
But there seems to be no hope.
但好像他们就是完全的绝望。
Why keep suffering?
为什么还要这样继续受苦呢？
Just curse God. Let him do away with you and get out of your misery.
你就弃掉神，然后结束这样子的挣扎，死了吧。
Now, I've always been very hard on this lady.
我一直对这个事都不是很友善
Because if I'm suffering, I really want Sue to say more to me than, why don't you just die?
因为当我受苦的时候，我期待我太太对我说的可是不止说，哎呀，你死了算了。
Is she any better than that? Okay, all right, good, all right. I've always been very hard on her.
所以我对约伯的这个妻子一直态度都不是很好。
But one year I was teaching on Job in the college.
但是当我在这个学校里面讲约伯记的时候
And I had a grandmother in my class.
然后我班上有一个已经做祖母的
She was an older student who had come back to college.
她是一个就是年纪很大然后又重新回到学校上学的这样一个人。
And for one of the assignments that I gave,I asked them to write a paper about one character out of Job.
然后我给他们布置的其中一个作业就是让他们写一篇文章来描述约伯记中的其中的一个人物。
Most of the students will write about one of the comforters.
然后很多学生都会选择这其中的一个朋友。
Maybe about Job himself.
或者来写约伯本人。
She is the only student I've ever had who wrote a paper about Mrs. Job.
然后这个学生是我见过的唯一一个写文章来描述约伯妻子的人。
And her paper helped me to understand and feel much more sympathy for Mrs. Job.
然后他的这个文章也帮助我能够更同情这个约伯的太太。
Because I had never really thought about her perspective.
因为我好像从来都没有想过约伯的妻子的这个角度或者观点。
I've already said today, Job lost everything.
我今天已经说过了，是约伯失掉了他所有的一切。
But you know what? I've never thought before that paper. Mrs. Job has lost everything.
但是在我读他那篇文章之前，我从来没有想过说约伯的妻子她也失掉了所有的一切。
She has no financial security.
她没有任何这个财务的保障。
If he can't support her, she has no future.
如果约伯没有办法支付抚养她的话，她没有未来的。
There's no social security program.
那个时候也没有现在这种社保系统。
She has no children now to help her.
现在她也没有孩子可以来帮助她。
And think about it.
所以你们想。
A couple of weeks ago, I read to you where he describes sitting in the gate of the city, and he is the most elite person in the city.
你还记得吗？几周前我给大家读过，说约伯坐在城门口，他是那备受人尊重的那一位。
Job 1 says he is the greatest man of all the men of the East.
他说他是东方人中最伟大的。
And who is she?
那这个约伯的妻子是什么样子呢？
Mrs. greatest man of all the men of the East.
他是东方人中最伟大的那一位的妻子。
Right?
对吗？
When the ladies see her, ah, Mrs. Job, Mrs. Job.
当那些妇人们见到他的时候，都跟他打招呼说啊，约伯太太，约伯太太。
And now...It says at the end of Job, the children throw rocks at him and they laugh at him and they mock at him.
然后我们现在看到在约伯记中说到那些孩子们甚至都对他丢石头，对他各种的嘲讽。
She has gone from being respected to this pitiful, soon to be widow.
那你就看到约伯的太太，她从一个备受尊重的一个角色变成了一个可怜的。马上要成为寡妇的这样的形象。
I told you that Job lost all his children.
我也告诉大家说，约伯失掉了他所有的孩子。
Mrs. Job lost all her children.
那约伯的妻子，她也失去了她所有的孩子。
And if it's like most families, she spent more time with them and was closer to them than he was.
如果和大多数家庭一样的话，约伯的妻子和孩子们花的时间。是更长的，而且跟这些孩子们是更亲密的。
He's been spending the day sitting in the gates of the city being important.
然后约伯就坐在城门口做那个很重要的大人物。
While she's been caring for her children.
然后与此同时，约伯的太太在家里照顾孩子。
10 children.
他们有十个孩子。
And she's going to be a grandma.
然后她很快也会成为这个祖母。
She's going to hold the babies.
然后会有这个下一代。
And it's going to be wonderful.
这像是多么美好的一个场景。
Now all she has is a lonely, lonely old age.
然后她现在所有的就是只有这个约伯这样的一个痛苦的这样的一个人。
And for all practical purposes, she's lost her companion.
所以从实际的意义上来讲，她已经失去了她这个伴侣。
Because Job is certainly no help.
因为约伯在这个时刻其实帮不上任何忙。
Now, I don't think my wife tells it right. But she says that it's worse for me to be sick than for her to be sick because I grumble so much.
我不觉得我太太说的是对，但她通常都说，因为我生病时候抱怨太多了，所以宁可她生病，也不要我生病。
She says it's really hard living with me when I'm suffering.
她说，当我受苦的时候，跟我过日子实在太难了。
I don't think that's right.
我不认为她说的对。
But I do think it must have been very difficult living with Job.
但我确实认为和这个时候的约伯生活在一起是很难的。
And so Mrs. Job also has the despair that he has.
所以约伯的妻子也同约伯一样的有这样的绝望。
So feel sorry for her.
所以我们也该来同情她。
But also realize that she comes to entirely the wrong solution.
但是同时也要意识到她的这个解决方法是完全错误的。Job
says to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak."
然后约伯对她说，你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。Psalm
14 says, "The fool says in his heart, 'There is no God.'"
在诗篇十四篇中说到，愚顽人心中说没有神。And
she speaks as a fool.
那约伯的妻子这里就像那愚顽人一样说话。When
she will not accept God's sovereignty in this situation.
她不愿意接受神在这样子的环境中的这个权柄。So
that's Job's wife.
这就是约伯的太太。Job's
friends, let's look quickly.
让我们很快的来看一下约伯的朋友。
Let me start today, as far as I'm going to get, is to talk about what they do right.
我今天可能最多能讲到说这些朋友他们做的什么事情是正确的。Because
I told you, I really think that I have to start by defending them a bit.
因为我告诉大家说我最开始的时候还是想要来维护一下这三个朋友的。So
chapter 2 verse 11 says, His friends heard of the evil that had come upon him, and they all come together to show him sympathy and comfort him.
所以在约伯记二章十一节就说到，这三个朋友听说了这降临在约伯身上的一切灾祸，就从各处约会同来，为他悲伤，来安慰他。As
you start reading chapters 4 through 11 this week,
当你们这周开始读第四到第十一章的时候,
and you read the terrible things they say, remember why they're there, to show him sympathy and give him comfort.
当你读到这些朋友所说的那些很难听的，让人受伤的话的时候，不要忘了他们为什么到这里来呢？是为了安慰约伯，为他悲伤。It
says when they saw him from a distance, verse 12, they did not recognize him.
第十二节说到，他们远远的举目观看，认不出他来。They
raised their voices and wept. They tore their clothes. That's the actions of mourning for someone who is dying or who has died.
他们就放声大哭，个人撕裂外袍。
They sprinkled dust on their heads.
他们把尘土向天扬起，落在自己的头上。They
sat for 7 days and 7 nights without a word.
然后他们就同他7天7夜坐在一起，没有人向他说话。They
go through all the rituals that were part of mourning for the dead.
他们这个行为就是当时的这种哀悼过世的人的传统。
Next week, I'll look at how they do such a lousy job of comforting.
我们下一周会看到他们这些朋友做安慰的工作做的是有多糟糕。
But let me start with what they do right.
但我们先来看看他们所做的有什么是对的。First
of all, they show up.
首先他们去到那里，他们出现了。And
I'm rather impressed with that.
我其实也是挺感动于这一点的。Because
it takes love and commitment and some courage to show up in a time of great suffering.
因为在这样巨大的患难当中，要出现在他的面前是需要勇气和需要爱心的。I
read a study that I think the University of Minnesota PhD student did.
我之前读过这个明尼苏达大学一个博士生做的一个研究。He
got a bunch of people to volunteer to be a part of a study in which they would sit with their feet in ice water.
他召集了一群志愿者，然后让他们脚站在那个冰水里面。I
assume these subjects were grad students who desperately needed some money.
我想他这个研究对象可能是那些很缺钱的这研究生们。Some
of them were in a room by themselves.
有些人就是独自的待在这个屋子里。And
others were in a room with friends.
有些人是 在和朋友们同在在一个房间里。
The people who had a friend with them to talk and encourage them was able to last more than twice as long as someone who was alone.
那些有朋友在旁边鼓励他们、安慰他们的人，他们所坚持的时间远超过那个独自待在房间里的人。
Having friends matters.
所以有朋友在身边是很重要的。
All through the New Testament, the word koinonia, fellowship.
在整个新约当中说到这个团契这个词。
One of the key things in a church.
它是教会中间的一个很重要的部分。
One of our key responsibilities is to be with each other in difficult times.
我们很重要的一个职责就是在各样的环境当中能够彼此的陪伴。
And the truth is, that's hard.
但事实是这很难。
How many of you have a pretty good idea what to say to someone who's really, really hurting?
有没有人说我很清楚看到一个受苦的人，我知道跟他说什么？
I don't. And so you know what's easier? Just stay away.
我不知道该对他们说什么，所以对我来说更容易的办法就是离得远远的。
I'm not trying to be unkind, but I don't know what to say to him. So you know what? I'm just gonna stay home.
所以我不是说要做的不好，但是我真的不知道对他说什么，所以我的选择就是在家待着。
One of the things that the book of Job shows me is.
所以约伯记向我展示的其中一件事情就是。
Just to show up.
就是出现，去到那里。
Just to be there.
去到那里。
When someone is hurting.
当他受苦的时候。
To take the time. To call.
花时间打一个电话。
To knock on the door and say.Want to let you know I'm praying for you.
或者就去敲敲门，告诉他说，我想让你知道我在为你祷告。
To be there. Secondly, they stay.
就是第一，就是到那里去。
They look at him and they're shocked. It says he was unrecognizable.
第二点就是他们留在那里，当他们看到约伯都认不出来的时候。
And at that point, I'm going to run.
如果是我，那个时候我可能就跑走了。
My children say that if I'm talking to them on the phone and they cough, I hang up. If they cough, I hang up.
我孩子跟我开玩笑说，如果我打电话的时候听到他们对面在打在咳嗽，我都会把电话挂了。
I hope that's exaggerated.
我觉得他们是在夸张了。
But being around sick people and suffering people, it's hard.
但是和这些生病的人、受苦的人在一起是很难的。
They stayed. They became a part of his world.
但是这些朋友他们留下来，成为这个约伯这个周围环境这个世界的一部分。
I've been reading in my devotions in the book of Mark.
在我灵修的时候，我在读马可福音。
And I'm amazed over and over when Jesus heals a leper, it will say he touched him.
所以一次次当我读到主耶稣医治这个大麻风病人的时候，他说他摸了他。
Now you all know that.A leper was a very disgusting disease.
你们都知道，这大麻风是一个很恶心的一个疾病。
And Jesus did not have to touch a leper to heal them.
你们也知道，主耶稣不需要去触摸这个大麻风病人才能医治他。
He could heal a person without touching them.
他完全有能力不接触就医治。
There are people he healed in the Bible from a distance.
圣经中也记载了他远远地医治了一些人。
I would have said to the leper, "You be healed from right over there."
我可能就会对那个大麻风病人说，你就得医治了，就在那儿就得医治了。
That's close enough, but you be healed.
我就已经离你够近了，好了，你得医治了。
Why does Jesus touch the lepers when he heals them?
为什么主耶稣在医治大麻风病人的时候会去触摸他呢？
They needed more than just the physical healing.
因为这些病人所需要的不只是身体得医治。
They have been outcast. No one has touched them.
因为他们这个病，他们被弃绝，没有人愿意去接近他们，接触他们。
And he enters into their world. He becomes a part of their hurt.
所以当他进入他们的世界，成为他们这个受苦的一部分。
And despite everything these friends will say that's foolish.
所以不管这些朋友接下来会说多么愚蠢的话，
I admire them for showing up and sitting down and saying, we're here.
我依旧 敬佩这些朋友们，他们愿意来到约伯这里，留下来花时间陪着约伯。
Third thing they do is they keep their mouth shut.
他们做第三件对的事情就是他们一言不发。
Their best 7 days are those first 7 days.
他们做的最好的七天就是最开始的这七天。
They do pretty well as long as they're just there.
他们只是待在那里就已经够好了。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer preached a sermon. He titled "The Ministry of Holding Your Tongue."
之前有人讲这个一篇正道，就说啊，要制住自己舌头的这个服侍。
Warren Wiersbe said this, and I'll quit.
他是这么说的。
The best way to help people who are hurting is just to be with them.
说陪伴或者帮助那些受苦的人的最好的方法就是待在他们旁边。
Don't try to explain everything, he said.
他说不要想尝试去解释任何事情。
Because explanations never heal a broken heart.
因为不管怎样的解释都没有办法医治一颗受伤的心。
What the friends do well is when they just show up and they're there.
所以这些朋友做得很好的地方就是他们出现陪在约伯身边。
Now next week we'll see what they don't do well.
下一周我们要看这些朋友所做的不怎么样不怎么好的地方。
From this introduction, I want to encourage you this.
然后从这个约伯记的介绍当中我想要鼓励大家。
In our church, as we see people who are hurting.
在我们教会中当我们看到有人在受苦的时候。
Be there.
陪在他身边。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Don't think, well, I'm afraid I'll do as bad a job as Job's friends.
不要想说，哎呀，我担心我可能就跟约伯的朋友一样做不好这个工作。
If you're worried about that, just keep your mouth shut.
如果你担心自己没有办法很好的安慰别人，那你就闭上嘴，什么都别说。
I don't know what to say, but I want you to know I'm here.
我不知道我能说什么，但是我想让你知道我在这里。
Because as the body of Christ, we should be the ones who carry each other's burdens.
因为作为基督的身体。我们应该照顾彼此的需要。
A person in our church should know, if no one else shows up, I know one of my brothers and sisters from the church will be there.
当有人受苦的时候，你应该知道，就算没有别人出现，那我教会的弟兄姐妹也一定会有人出现在我的身边。
Next week we'll start to see what not to say when we get there.
然后下周我们会看，当我们出现在那儿的时候，有什么话是不要说的。
But for now, just show up.
但是现在就记住要出现在他身边。
And say, I can't say anything because we haven't had that lesson yet.
然后说我现在什么都不能说我还没学到那儿呢。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the brothers and sisters in our church.
主啊我们为着这个教会的弟兄姐妹向你献上感恩。
For the care that they have for each other.
为他们对彼此所存的爱心。
Would you help us to be...supporters and comfort to each other.
主啊，帮助我们成为彼此的帮助者和关怀者。
That in difficult times we will lift one another up.
让我们在困境中可以彼此的扶持。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣。